Welcome to the OU's Nachyomi. I am Jack Abramowitz, and today we'll be learning Mizmor Kuf Lamed Beis, Psalm 132. It is another in the Song of Ascents series, of which there are 15, although it is somewhat longer than most of the others in this section of the book. So, David starts, Shir HaMa'alos, a Song of the Ascents. Zachor Hashem LeDavid, Eskol Unoso. David asks God to remember his affliction. And Rashi says that this doesn't refer to all of the persecutions that that David suffered, or to his disease, which were the focus of some of the earlier Psalms. Rather, Inui Nafsho, Ashatarach V'amal Limso Lecha Makom, that David afflicted himself with hard work in an attempt to find a suitable location for God's temple. The Radak says, Amar David Zehamizmor, Bishashe Bana Hamizbeach, Begoran Ravna Hayavusi, that David recited this psalm at the time when he built the altar on the threshing floor of Aravna the Jebusite, as we see at the end of Shmuel Beis. Alpi Gad Hanavi, by way of the prophet God, Vahala Alav Olos Ushlamim, and he offered sacrifices to God on this altar. Vakara el Hashem v'yanuhu be'esh min hashamayim, and he called out to God, and God answered him with a fire from heaven, al mizbeach ha'olah, on the altar that he built. V'amar, and it says in Divrei Hayamim, it says zehu beis Hashem ha'elokim v'ze mizbeach le'olah li'Yisrael, that this is the house of God and the altar for the sacrifices of Israel. V'ad oso hayom lo noda makam beis hamikdash. And until that day, when this happened, they had no idea where the temple was to be built. God had always promised them that he would eventually reveal a place where his permanent residence should be built, but nobody knew where that would be. And in the incident at which the plague was stopped at this location, and David built the altar there, he bought the property, that's when they knew. Ukvar Amar lo Nasan Hanavi, and the prophet Nathan had already said to David, Kihu lo Yivne Habayis ki im Shlomo Beno. He already knew that he, David, was not going to build the temple, but his son Solomon was going to do it. So he knew he wouldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, but they knew there would be one, they just didn't know where it was going to be. So since David put so much effort into finding a location for the Beis HaMikdash, he asks of God, Kivan shelo zachisi livnoso, since I have not merited to build it, tala li hamachshava kemaisa, please credit me the intention with the act. I really want to do it. I'm not permitted to do it. Please give me credit for the desire as much as if I had actually been able to accomplish it. V'zechorli masha anisi atzmi ba'avuro, and please remember all the hard work that I really troubled myself to accomplish it. Ki gazalti shinasi me'einai, I stole sleep from my eyes. Mirov machshavti alav, because I was always thinking about it, working on it. So David would like it if God would remember that about him. Pasuk Beis, Asher nishba l'Hashem nadar la'avir Yaakov. That David swore to God, and God, of course, knows if someone means it or not when they swear, and he promised to the Mighty One of Yaakov, of Jacob. And this is an unusual name to refer to God. So the Radak says, La'avir Yaakov, Klomar l'mi shekarohu Yaakov aviro. It refers to the one who God called a Mighty One, Kamosha Amar, as a pasuk says, and he quotes a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Midei avir Yaakov, from the hands of the Avir Yaakov, Lefi she'azro b'chol tzorosav v'hitzilu miad lavan v'esav. And this is because God helped Yaakov in all of his times of trouble, and he saved him from those who persecuted him, such as Lavan and Esav. And of course, this is something to which David can relate. He can put himself in the place of Yaakov in such things, because he was also persecuted by Shaul and by many other people who sought David's life, as we discussed earlier in the book. Pasuk Gimel, Im avo ba'ohel besi, I will not go into the tent of my house. So the Radak says, Kamosha Amar El Nasan Hanavi. This is like David said to Nathan the prophet in Shmuel Beis. He says, Re'ena Anochi Yoshev Beis Arazim, Ve'aron Ha'alokim Yoshev Besol Chayira. David's complaining. He's living in a nice cedar-lined house, while the Aron, the Ark, is in a tent. And he considers this to be inappropriate. So he was very uncomfortable, and he swore not to enjoy the richness of a kingly palace so long as God's Aron is in a tent, is surrounded by curtains. Imale al eris yatsu'oi. I won't go up into the bed that is spread for me. Pasuk Dalid, imatein shnas le'enai. I will not let my eyes have sleep. Lafa pai tenuma. And I won't even let my eyelids take a nap. Of course, David did sleep. It would be impossible for him to go years without sleep. He would not permitted to do so. But he didn't sleep well. He didn't sleep in comfort. He didn't sleep in the luxury that a king would normally enjoy. He deprived himself of these things in order to focus on finding a suitable place for the Beis HaMikdash. Ad emtsa makom Lashem, until I find a place for God. Mishkanos lavir Yaakov, a place for the mighty one of Jacob to live, metaphorically speaking. The Radak says, Mishkanos lavir Yaakov. Why is Mishkanos, dwelling places? Why is that in the plural? Ki hayu shlosha batim. Because there would be three Beis HaMikdashes, batei mikdash, three temples. So there was the first one that Shlomo built, and then that was the second one that was built after the return from the Babylonian exile, which was then increased in size by Herod. So a lot of people call it Herod's temple, even though it was built before him. And then, of course, the third Beis HaMikdash that will be built after this current exile in the time of the Messianic era, the Mos HaMashiach. The Ibn Ezra says, V'tam la'avir Yaakov, ki Yaakov nadar neder. The reason it's called Avir Yaakov is because Yaakov made a vow. V'hishlim nidro b'makom sha'amar Yihyeh Beis Elokim, and his vow was completed in the place where it was later said that it would be the house of God. So what was this this vow that that Yaakov made when he was traveling and he turned in for the night and he had his dream? In Parshas Vayetze, it says Vayider Yaakov Neder Lemor, that Yaakov made a vow, Im Yihyeh Elokim Imodi, if God will be with me, etc., etc. So that famous vow that Yaakov had was made at the future site of the Beis HaMikdash. So David continues, Hine shema Hine shema'anuha be'efrasa. Behold, we heard about it in Ephrat. So what does it mean we heard about it in Ephrat? Rashi says, Bimkom hechashuv v'hama'ula, in an important and a superior place. So that's where they heard about it. Mitzanuha Bisde Ya'ar, that we found it, that we found a place for the Beis HaMikdash in the fields of the forests. Again, Rashi says, Bigvul Binyamin, on the border of Binyamin. Shenimsha Lachayos says Ha'ir here, should be Ha'ya'ar. Shenemar Binyamin Zev Yitaref. So Binyamin, in the brachas that were given to the Shvatim, is compared to a wolf. So just like Binyamin is compared to a forest animal, the Beis HaMikdash was built on the border of Binyamin's territory. It actually straddled the line between the tribes of Judah and Benjamin. Another explanation of Ephrat from the Ibn Ezra. Hine, behold, Amar Rabbi Moshe, Shemanuha al Yedei David, Shehaya me Ephrasa, that we heard it from David, who was from Ephrat. Beis Lechem is also called Ephrat. And the Radak says, Amar David, Zeh HaMakom, Lo Yadanu Ad Hayom. David said that the location for the Beis HaMikdash was not known until this day. Rak Shamanu Be'efrat Irenu. We only heard in Ephrat, our city, Ki Atid Lihiyos Makom Nivchar LeBeis HaMikdash LeDoros, that there would ultimately be a place chosen for the Beis HaMikdash to reside permanently. Ki'in Shilo V'Nov V'Gibon L'Doros. Because the places where the Mishkan, where the tabernacle resided, which were Nov, which were Gibon, which were Shilo, these were only temporary resting places. It was never intended to be a permanent home. Rakayinu Shomim Mipi Zakenim Bi'irenu Ki Od Yigala HaMakom HaNivchar. So we heard in our city from the sages there that ultimately the chosen place would be revealed. V'hine ata mitzanuha b'sadei ya'ar. And now we have found it here on the fields of the forest, begoren Ravna Hayavusi, in the threshing floor of Ravna the Jebusite. So different explanations here, different understandings of what Ephrat means. Either it means an important place, either it means we heard from David who was from Ephrat, or perhaps it's just saying that I was in Ephrat, which is my hometown, and we heard that there would ultimately be a permanent home for the temple, but we didn't know what it was. Pasuk Zayin. Novoa lemishkanasav. Let's go to his dwelling place, God's dwelling place. So the Radak says, Kivan shematzanu hamakom hanivchar, since we've discovered the chosen place, Novo min hayom ve'elech b'zeh hamakom. So from now on, we should go to this place, shehu mishkanasav, which is the dwelling place of God. So we didn't know where it was before, but now that we know, we should go there all the time. And the Ibn Ezra says, "Reinu shesham bana David mizbeach l'shem." We see that God, excuse me, that David built an altar in this location to God, v'yichaper al b'nei Yisrael, and he was able to atone for the Jews there. V'yanuhu Hashem be'esh min hashamayim, and God answered him with a fire from heaven. V'sham amar zehu beis Elokim, and that's where it said, "This is the place of God." Or the place for the house of God to be built. Nishtachav el ha'adam raglav, let us bow down in order to worship at God's footstool. And this is like the first pasuk in the last chapter of Yeshaya, the book of Isaiah. It says, Ko amar Hashem, ha'shamayim kisi, v'ha'aretz ha'adam raglai. God says that the heavens are his throne, and the earth is his footstool. So what does this have to do with the temple? The pasuk continues, Eze bayis asher tivnu li, where is the temple, the house that they built to me, v'ezeh makom menuchasi, and where is my resting place? So we see this comparison between the temple and God's footstool elsewhere in Tanakh, and we're told that the temple corresponds, you know, directly to God's throne above and below. Pasaches, kuma Hashem lemnuchasecha, arise Hashem to your resting place. The Radak says, Amar derech mashal. This is said in the form of a parable. Kuma Hashem lemnuchasecha. Arise Hashem to your resting place. Klomar mehamakomos haacherim shahayu hamishkan. As opposed to all the other places where the mishkan was, as we discussed earlier, Shiloh and those places. Lezeh hamakom shehu beis menuchasecha leolam. This is your resting place. This is where you will cause your presence to reside forever, as opposed to those other places which were temporary. Atav Aron Uzecha, you and the Ark of your strength. Ata, you, says the Radak, Rotsalomer Anan HaKavod. This is speaking of the cloud of glory, Shinira Bechanukas Beis HaMikdash, that appeared when the temple was dedicated. Achar Shehachniso HaAron Bebeis Kodshe HaKadoshim, after the Ark, was brought into the Holy of Holies. So when it says you, it refers to that representation of God's presence. Pasuk Tes, Kohanecha Yubchit Tzedek. Let your Kohanim, the priests who officiate, let them be dressed in righteousness. V'chasidecha Yiranenu, and your pious ones, your holy ones, they will shout for joy. The Radak says, Kohanecha Bavadasam, in their service. Yalbishut Tzedek, they will wear righteousness. Bigdei Kohuna Shehem Bigdei Tzedek. The special priestly garments that they wore, these are the garments of righteousness. V'chasidecha Yiranenu, and the pious ones will shout for joy. Halaviyim Yashiru V'yizamru Lefanecha. The Leviim, the Levites, their job was to sing in the temple, so they will sing joyfully before God. Pasuk Yud. Bavur David Avdecha, for the sake of your servant David, the Radak says, Shneglisa lo bezeh hamakom be'esh kvodecha, that God revealed himself to David at this place, where the Beis HaMikdash would be built in the fire of his glory. V'galisa lo zeh hamakom hanivchar, and he revealed this chosen place to him, that this was the special place where the Beis HaMikdash should be built. Bavuro tase shiye zeh hamakom lenetzach. For David's sake, please let this, in fact, be a place where the temple would stand eternally. Al tashev p'nei mishichecha, do not turn away the face of your anointed one. Rashi says that this means Shlomo, Bevo Lahachnis Sham Es Aaron, that this refers to Shlomo, David's son, when he goes to bring the Aaron into the temple. Now these last three verses, where it says, Kuma Hashem Levnu Chasecha, Ataron Vatavi Aaron Uzecha, Koanecha Yob Shut Sedek Vachasidecha Yoranenu, and Bavur David Avdecha Altashev Pnei Mishichecha, these were said by Shlomo, by King Solomon, when he dedicated the Beis HaMikdash, and you may also recognize them from the Ato HaResa, which we say on Simchas Torah. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Nishba Hashem LeDavid Emes, God swore truth to David, Lo yashuv mimena, he will not turn back from it. God does not renege on his word. So what was this promise? Mipri bitnecha asis l'kiseilach. From the fruit of your body, that is from your offspring, I will establish your throne, meaning the everlasting dynasty. The Radak says, devarohu shvua. God's very word is an oath. V'hu amar lo al yidei nasan hanavi, and he conveyed it to David by way of the prophet Nathan in Shmuel Beis, when he said, V'hakimosi es zarcha acharecha asher yetzi mimecha, that I will establish your seed after you that will issue from your loins. And this was a reference to Shlomo, who had not yet been born. V'amar emes lo yashuv mimena, God promises truth, and he does not renege, he does not turn back from it, Kamosha Amar Sham, and a few psukim later in Shmuel Beis it says, V'neman Beisecha U'mam Lachtecha Adolam, and your house will be secure, and your kingdom will last forever. So this is the promise that the child that David would have, which would be Shlomo, would be the one through whom his dynasty would ultimately be established. Pasuk Yud Beis, Im Yishru Vanecha Brisi, if your children, if your descendants will keep my covenant, Veidosi Zo Alamdeim, and my testimony that I, God, will teach them. And actually, the grammatical note that a lot of the commentators here have on this is my testimony that I will teach them. The word asher is understood, but it doesn't appear in the pasuk. So the Radak says that you shouldn't think that new commandments are coming. He says, "Ve'ein mitzvah asida lilam da achar Torah Moshe," that there's no new commandments coming to teach them after that Torah that God gave Moshe. Elaperush alamdeim asader osam ayidei neviim tamid shelo yishkechu haTorah, that God will send the prophets to remind them of the mitzvahs so that they will not neglect them. So when he says, I will teach you my laws, my testimonies, it doesn't mean there's new ones coming. It just means you're going to have constant refresher courses because it's important for the kings to have this. Gam b'nehem ade ad yeshvu l'chiselach. Then their children will also sit upon your throne forever. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion, because God has chosen Zion, Jerusalem, as the site of his temple. The Radak says, Amar David, Ata yadati ki bachar Hashem b'tzion. The point of this verse is that David is saying, now I know that this is where God has chosen. God has chosen this location in Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, to be the site of the Beis HaMikdash. Iva l'moshavlo, he desired it for his habitation. Pasuk Yedalid, Zos benuchasi adead, this is my eternal resting place. And the Radak says, Shelo yelech od mimakom lemakom kamo she'asa ad ata, that I will no longer travel from place to place as he had done previously. So the Mishkan used to travel, the Beis HaMikdash has one place forever. Po eshev ki ivisiha, here I will dwell because that's what I have desired. Pasuk Tesvav, Tseda barech avarech, I will greatly bless her provisions, her food. The Radak says, Klomar, Ashalech bracha b'sfuasa u'beperoseha yoter mikol Eretz Yisrael lechavod beisi shehu besocha. The Radak says that God will send a great blessing in the produce of Jerusalem, more so than throughout the rest of Eretz Yisrael, which is blessed, in order to honor the temple, which is located there. Evyoneha asbia lachem, her poor I will satisfy with bread. And the Radak says, afilu ha'aniyim sheba asbia lachem, even the poor who reside in Jerusalem will be satisfied with bread. Perek Tes Zayin, V'Kohaneha Abish Yesha. I will clothe her priests, the Kohanim, with salvation. And the Radak says, Tachas Shehem Lovshim Bavurai Bigdei Kahuna. We said previously that they wear the Bigdei Tzedek, and these are the special garments that the Kohanim wear to carry about their business in the temple. So because they wear those clothes for my sake, God says, Ani Abishem Bigdei Yesha, I will clothe them with salvation, V'hiyu Noshimbi, and they will be saved through me. V'chasideha Ranein Yiranenu, and her righteous will shout for joy. Again, you know, we said before that these righteous who shout for joy are the Levim, the Levites. Halevim tachasheim maranim umazanrim lishmi. The Levim, because they sing joyfully to me, ani ashpia lahem tova shiranu mitov lev. So I will shower them with goodness, so that they will sing with a joyful heart. So they should be benefit and have a lot of joy to do their singing. Kara ha-Leviim Chasidim. So question is, why are the Leviim referred to as Chasidim, as righteous people or pious people? Kamosha Amar Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Hashalom. It's like Moshe said regarding the tribe of Levi in Parshas Vezos Sabracha, when the brachas were being distributed, le'ish chasidecha. So that's a reference there. So it's again the same theme, more than one place throughout Tanakh. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Shom atzmiach keren leDavid. There in Jerusalem, I will cause a horn to shoot up for David. So what is this horn? The Radak says chozek umalchus. It's strength and the kingship. V'chein. And he brings some examples. First one is from Yechezkel. It says, Atzmiach keren lebeis Yisrael. I will cause a horn to sprout for the house of Israel. V'chein, and another example. V'yaren keren mishicho. So that's from Shmuel Aleph. V'amar zeh ha-pasuk ha-mashiach ha-asid. And this verse is not speaking about Shlomo. It's speaking about Mashiach, the Messiah, who will come in the future. Lefichach amar atzmich, which is why it says, I will cause to sprout. Shlomo had already been born by this point. So he's speaking about someone who would be born in the future. So the horn that will shoot up for David, in this case, is the Mashiach. Arachti ner limshichi. I have arranged a lamp or a light for my anointed one, the Mashiach. The Radak says, Ki hamelech kamo haner me'ir la'am. Because the king is like a lamp which lights the way for the nation. And finally, Pasuk Yud Ches, Oivav abish boshes, his enemies I will clothe with shame. So the Radak says, Hefech mash amar abish yesha l'kohanim. This is the opposite of what was said about the Kohanim, who would be dressed in salvation. L'kohanim ha-mesharsim es p'nei Hashem. They serve before God, u'mispalim ba'ad ha-melech, and they pray for the king. V'oivai ha-melech, v'oivei ha-melech, abish boshes. But the enemies of the king, so they're not going to get clothed in righteousness. They're not going to get clothed in salvation. They're going to get clothed in shame. The Allah, and on him, on the king, Yatzis Nizro, his crown will shine. Rashi says, Yatzis, what's this word? Ya'ir, it will shine. Kamova notzitzim ke'en nechoshes kalal. It's a pasuk from Yechezkel, that it will sparkle like polished brass. So it's the same word, Yatzis, notzitzim, it will sparkle, it will shine. And the Radak says, Klomar, Tarbe gedulaso v'hadarto v'choyom. His greatness and his glory will increase daily. So this is a very beautiful psalm that David sang on the occasion of locating the site for the future Beis Hamikdash, and there's a lot in it, and it really just shows that even though he wasn't going to get to see it, how much David loved that there would be a Beis Hamikdash where the people could serve Hashem. And, on Tisha B'Av, hopefully we feel at least a little portion of what it is we're missing, and we should try and perhaps feel some of the joy that David feels at the prospect of being able to serve Hashem. I thank you again for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow when we'll be learning Psalm Kuf Lamed Gimel, Psalm 133.